This weekend, government troops in Colombia launched an offensive against rebel forces after preliminary efforts to start peace talks collapsed. The rebels have financed much of their 40-year-long war against the government by taxing drug producers and traffickers. But until now, these groups have failed to work together. Reporter Stephen Dudley visited with Colombian guerrilla groups who are joining forces in some regions to reclaim lost territory.
There are two major guerrilla armies in Colombia, the FARC and the ELN. The FARC is the larger and more powerful of the two, while the ELN has recently been struggling to survive an offensive by the Colombian army and its proxy allies, the illegal right-wing paramilitary groups. But earlier this year, the ELN's fortunes changed. In the dead of the night in the southern part of the Bolivar province in central Colombia, a joint ELN-FARC force attacks a paramilitary base. Hundreds of guerrillas throw grenades around the perimeter, while their special forces overrun the militia's campsite. The attack works. At least 27 paramilitary soldiers are dead, and dozens of others injured. The paramilitaries flee the area. Just last year, people were talking about the end of the ELN guerrillas. Both the ELN and the FARC took up arms in the 1960s against Colombia's repressive government. The paramilitary groups emerged in the last decade and have become the government's unofficial allies. The militias had taken over important towns traditionally controlled by the rebels. But since January, the ELN and the FARC have been on the offensive. Together, the two forces have pushed the paramilitaries out of five different towns where the right-wing groups had established bases. Camilo is the commander of a local ELN battalion in southern Bolivar.
En estos momentos, estamos conviviendo una realidad muy importante.
At this time, we are living through a very important moment in which we feel like brothers, in which there are practically no differences between organizations. We've shared campsites, food, and guns. If they don't have certain things, we give it to them, and vice versa.
In a jungle near where the joint ELN-FARC attack occurred, an ELN unit practices its sergeant-at-arms. The ELN has about 2,000 men, 800 of whom are in the mountains of central Colombia. This has been the group's sanctuary for the last 25 years. But beginning in 1997, the ELN started losing terrain. Cornered, the group turned to the FARC for help. Although they share the same goals, the FARC and the ELN are not normally friendly. Some of these differences are ideological. The two groups draw on different strains of Marxism. But most of their competition is territorial. In other parts of the country, the two groups frequently clash. But in the southern part of the Bolivar province, they've managed to put aside their differences. Marlon is the head of one of the FARC's units in the area.
From this alliance, we've learned certain things. For instance, we've changed this idea that there should be one group in one place and another in another place. We've realized that the revolution is one and that we have to do it together.
The FARC has about 20,000 soldiers. For the battle over southern Bolivar, the rebel group sent hundreds of troops to the region. Military officials say this is part of a larger strategy. The FARC already controls a huge swath of territory in the south of the country that the government granted them in order for the two sides to hold peace talks. The ELN wants a similar area in southern Bolivar to hold talks of their own. The province is rich in minerals, oil, and coca, the raw material used to make cocaine. General Martin Orlando Carreño, the head of the military's brigade that covers the area, says the FARC is just using the ELN to gain control of this wealthy region.
It doesn't matter if the FARC has to make a pact with the devil. The important thing for them is that they win, that they get rid of the paramilitaries and get what they want, which is control over the drug trafficking industry. In addition, I'm sure the ELN will be absorbed by them.
About a mile from where the ELN forces were practicing, FARC troops march across a dirt road beneath some tree cover.
Toda la misma mierda son!
It appears that the guerrillas are eagerly awaiting the opportunity to confront government forces. Both the FARC and the ELN were seen loading up on supplies. More importantly, rebel commanders talked about forming a permanent joint combat unit in the area. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Southern Bolivar, Colombia.